I deliberately clear and seal this space on all sides, all directions, above and below, around myself and around each person that is here with us live and each person that listens in the future. And I fill that space with Source and followers of Source from the light. I am so grateful to be a direct channel for the Holy Spirit and the cosmic Christ consciousness. I'm honored by the presence of each of our master guides, teachers, and angels. I know they each hold the intention that all healing, all information, all releasement, all transformation, all integration is for the highest good and highest joy of each person that's here with us live and each person that listens in the future. I'm also thankful to be able to step aside my own personal beliefs and paradigms, my own programs, my own ideas and contracts, so that all information that comes through is clear, concise, and succinct. I do open the Akashic Records to be able to see past, present, and future. And for this, I give thanks. So it is good day to you, huh? We see that the electrical is playing havoc with our energy, huh? Very good to see each of you. Very good to see that you are, after spending many of you after the whole weekend and sitting in these wonderfully comfortable chairs, that you are still hanging in there. Congratulations for that. Understand and know that this is a time when you are indeed shifting your perspective, where you are indeed changing that vibration and that energy that is in your cellular being. And as you are changing that vibration and that energy in your cellular being, you are indeed becoming the new you. We bring you to the back of the room to change your perspective. Huh? Breathe. You see, with that energy, and we know some of you are thinking, well, it's too uncomfortable to turn around and look and see what's happening back there. And this may be uncomfortable for you. But sometimes you get to get beyond your comfort zone, because what happens beyond your comfort zone, huh? That is where the change happens. And as you trust that energy, see that vibrational frequency that is coming to you, through you, within you, and accelerated by you and that magnificent selenite sword of light. With that vibration, know that the vibration of you is acknowledging, and know that you are indeed trusting that focus. And as you trust that focus, we are honored by your presence, because with that presence, know that you are bringing forth new information, new connection. And as you bring forth that new connection, we open your throat chakra so you can clear it. We open your energy. All that coughing, don't be sorry. Oh, change your bracelet, dearest. No, you know why you cough? Huh? Part of it is because you're afraid to speak what you know you need to speak. Are you ready to let that go? And part of it is a food allergy. Woohoo! So understand that it is time to let that go and the food allergy go, huh? So as you, who've been through this class how many times now, huh? You are raising into that energy. And as you focus that energy, you are becoming clear. And to know that sometimes communication is different than you think that it is. With that communication, you see that we're playing havoc with the microphone, huh? It is, yes, that started as soon as we arrived, eh? It's a strobe light. We hope you don't have a pacemaker. So with that energy, focus yourself. Focus that intention. And as you focus that intention, know that you can no longer be invisible. We see you. We see who you are. We see your light, your love, your heart, your doubt, your fear. We see the thing that is stopping you. Guess what that is? You.
Of course.
Of course. It's time to stop that. Time to breathe forth that energy. And as you breathe forth that energy and talk to the trees, dearest, see their energy coming through. Because the plants also need your help. And that vibrational frequency that is coming through those plants are acknowledging that energy that is power-filled. And as you are acknowledging that energy that is power-filled, trust that in that focus, that vibration is coming through deeper and deeper. You have experienced a new energy this weekend that you have not had before, eh? That is getting larger. So know that when those spontaneous things come through, and they will continue, you are still the one that is in charge. You still get the opportunity to say, you know, you can't come through when I'm driving the car. You can't come through when I'm doing something different. You can only come through when I request it. And when I request it, then say specific terms and say, this is what I'm going to say. Then you can bring me all the messages that are mine to have. You understand what we say? Many times we forget that as a channel, you are still in charge. You are still the one that is taking care of the business. And as you bring forth that energy, yes, know that it is time to get rid of all that old guilt. You know, you walked with Master Yeshua. Ah, dearly beloved, it is good to see you. Breathe. You held your tears in then too. It is time for you to be you. It is time, breathe, for you to trust. See, it's easier when you breathe, eh? You used to bring forth the most amazing dances. You're a dancer now. Time to dance again, huh? Dance for yourself. You see, that vibration of dance feeds your heart. And it is beautiful. Breathe. Very powerful. You never know what is going to happen as a channel, do you? You might even jump around a backpack if you wish, huh? For in that energy, in that, now everyone needs to breathe, huh? You know, when the masters come in, we have people that say, oh, I want to channel Yeshua. You know, that is not necessarily how it works. Oh, I want to channel the Buddha. That is not necessarily how it works. You channel who communicates with you. Breathe. Your higher self is working very hard to get your attention. You know this, yes? Breathe into it, dearest. Trust. Trust that vibration. We see you. We know it is difficult for you to be seen. We know you have lots of messages in your head. Huh? All those messages that say, wouldn't you rather be somewhere else? Tell them to be quiet. You are here on this planet as a gift. Breathe that in. You are here as a gift. You're not just visiting for a moment or two. You have a message. We know right this moment you're thinking, what the heck message do I have, huh? Trust that. Trust that information. Release your blockage. Breathe. We do not know why when we come before people, they automatically stop breathing. Huh? Why is that? They're afraid we might sit on their lap or something. They might. We might. It's just a possibility. Understand and know that you have been doing this for a very long time. It is now time to learn the new ways. You are a clear channel. You no longer have to bring that energy through your body. Yay. Yes. Connect oversoul to oversoul. And that is where the energy comes from. Source. Yes. Their source, your source. And know that it comes, anchors in this way, not this way. You see what we say? Take a deep breath. With that energy, know that you each have a gift. You each have a vibration. You each have a divine connection. Woohoo! And you are bringing forth that divine connection in new ways. And as you're bringing it forth, you just say, okay, show me what is next. And you step into that. And know that just because in the past it didn't seem possible, now it is. Because what's possible? Everything is possible. And as you bring forth that divine vibration of you, you become the new you. And in that new you, that energy comes through with the focus of clarity and honor. And with that focus of clarity and honor, it becomes you. And as it becomes you, you get the opportunity to know how clear you really are. You wondered about that. And thought, I get all of these messages, but how do I know I'm not just making it all up? You're not. Breathe. Breathe into you. You are a clear channel. Trust that, dearest. And as you move forward into the clarity and the information as it comes in, know that what we are actually doing is we are activating everything that you let us activate at this moment. Everything that is in your highest good at this moment to trust. Do not doubt. Get out of your own way. Yes? Promise? Yes. And when you doubt, call up one of your friends and say, okay, I'm doubting again, and let them talk you out of it. Because you see, that is the key, is you no longer have to do all this by yourself. Breathe. You no longer have to be alone. You have a whole tribe here that is going to support you. Is that better? Know that that is a habit. You know what happens with that? Knocks your neck out of place. Are you aware of that? So trust that now is the time to align your spine. Is that all right? You're not sure whether it's all right or not, are you? Good. Take a deep breath. better. Excellent. You see, in that energy, in that focus, we're so excited to see you. We're so excited to sit across from you at dinner. We are with the vessel Marilyn always. She's not always with us, but we are always with her. For you see, you have the enthusiasm as a child, of a child. You have the enthusiasm of building something new in your world. And for that, we are excited. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration. Trust your focus. And know that it is coming through with new and different lights. And as it is coming through with new and different lights, let go of all that old doubt. Let go of all that old energy. And know that you carry the energy of the fairy kingdom within you. You know this, yes? Yes, you can see this, yes? Can't you see this one flitting about up in the air? Ah, you see, well, you've almost got the fairies on. You've got the peacock and the all-seeing eye. Huh? So you are resurrecting yourself. You know this, yes? So know that your telomeres are getting longer. So take care of everything else because they are expanding. So congratulations for that. And she can teach that class one day on how to expand your telomeres. Huh? And if you don't know what a telomere is, Google it. So with that energy, you think, what in the world has he gotten me into now? You are a brilliant light. A brilliant light in the universe. You carry with you the vibration of the new masculine energy. The new masculine energy has a bit of responsibility to allow the old masculine energy to be at rest. The new vibration comes from the heart. It has nothing to do with gender or anything else. It's a new vibration that you are acknowledging in your energy field. So trust that. Trust that focus. And as you trust that focus, your heart is expanding. So know that there may be a little more energy, a little more heart center coming in soon. And with that, it will be very, very, very wonderful for you in this new experience here. Huh? So congratulations. You lived, you survived, and you're going to tell it another day. Yeah. Huh? And you, the singer of the swords, you will sing more. It feeds your soul. You must. Just like she must dance, you must sing. You must open that heart. Know that you are moving to a whole new level, and that is a part of it. Follow your guidance. Trust that energy. Be who you are, and trust that vibration. Dearest light, breathe. Isn't that easier? Yes. For you see clearly. You don't know that you see. But what we're going to do is we're going to remove that blockage. You feel how hot that is here? Is it all right if you let that go? That better. So trust that energy. You will get more and more insight. You are an artist. You're going to bring in the language of light in symbols and energies. Arika numakietia. Breathe. Listen with your heart, not with your brain. Isiko numakjatia. Ak yak numa. Ayako ayako kakisama. Aliko. 그건 너무 아까스야. Trust that. And you who dearest have had every experience in the book, every energy, it is time for you to also learn that you don't have to pull that energy through your physical body any longer. That is the old way. So know that the new way is coming through with greater and greater vibrational frequency. Nothing is the same any longer. Nothing. That is why you were on the sofa and you opened the door, but you couldn't get off of the sofa. So open a new door. Huh? Open that new door. You've got so much knowledge. And some of it needs to be regenerated into new vibration. So trust that energy. And as you trust that energy and you trust that divine vibration, that focus comes through with such an enlightened way that you get the opportunity to also breathe forth into that new masculine, that new vibration, that new celebration of you. That is what we are doing, is we are celebrating you. And with that celebration, your intention and your connection, the sky is the limit. Huh? You're like the greatest showman. When we see a three-ring circus going on in your energy field. Ah, yes, yes. And it is not with the torture of the elephants. It is like there's so much activity there. Breathe it in. Do your writing, trust that energy, and trust the vibration. Ah, hello, hello. And you who let go of all your blocks of a sweetheart, and you came to the clerk shop and learned how to manifest and dropped that sweetheart right in your lap. Ah? Yes, congratulations for that. Who knows what the next step is going to be? As you understand, that next step is going to be every bit as joy-filled as the most recent ones. So trust that energy. Trust the vibration that you are indeed creating this world. It is time to heal your insides, huh? It is time to let all of that old pain go. It is time to acknowledge that in your energy, there's such a vibration of light. And somewhere, it is like, I don't feel worthy of that vibration. So let it go. That old program, somebody told you somewhere along the line, oh, you're not good enough for that. Gone. That vibration. Cleanse the body and to acknowledge in that energy you are of service, so we serve you as well. Huh? So as you come through, know that the light is here. What do? We stand? Do we sit? Do we dance? Do we move our hands up? Do we move our hands down? Ah. Or do you just be? Yes, good idea. And as you are learning to turn over that new leaf, as you are learning to turn over that new vibrational frequency, trust. Trust that intention. Trust that energy. And as it's coming in, you will teach others. Maybe gather men together and let them know that they're still pretty cool, huh? And with that, your channeling is moving to a new level. Are you aware of that? Yes. Step into it. Be not afraid of it. Do not back away. Raise it up. Receive it. As you acknowledge the clarity that is coming through, Your vibration is very high with that clarity. But sometimes you just stop it. We tell you, stop it. Do not stop it. Just stop it. Allow it to flow. And with that flow, the energy comes through. And we celebrate it. Huh? For you see, that vibration, now we get to drip a bit. And we're disinfected, of course. You came all this way. You did not know what gifts would be in store for you. Surprise. More gifts than you could possibly imagine. And they're going to keep coming. So be open. Let us open this throat. It's like this half of the room right here is half a clogged throat here. What is that about? So with that energy, trust. Trust the vibration as it is coming through. For that vibration is what is shifting the consciousness of this planet, as are you. And with that vibration that is shifting the consciousness of this planet, celebrate it. And as you celebrate it, know that the information is coming through from your ancestors. As that information comes through from your ancestors, it will come through stronger and stronger. Do not doubt. Write it down. Record it and send it off for someone else to write down. Huh? You understand? Because there's books to be written. There's energies to be had. And with those energies that are being had, you see, Baba G says, all bodily fluids are sacred. Because you see, when you hang on to all of those bodily fluids, that just clogs the energy. So it is time to let those old things go. Let them out. Let them experience joy again. And know that you don't have all the answers, but you might have all the questions. So keep asking those questions. And know that everything is coming through powerfully to acknowledge. And as it is coming through that powerfully to acknowledge, trust and know that with that vibration, this energy is getting clearer and clearer. Breathe. And as that vibration gets clearer and clearer, your hearing is getting clearer. Your sensing is in alignment with your soul. So trust that. Huh? And you who sat next to your sweetheart for a long time, huh? We saw that. You finally separated that sweetheart energy. We understand it's tough, though, isn't it? Understand and know that as you are coming through, that vibration and that intensity is clarifying you. And as that vibration and intensity is clarifying, you're going to feel more and more intense. So take a deep breath. You take a deep breath too. Because it's going to come through when it does speak. See, we don't know where this is coming from, but we need to speak. You understand? Yes, of course. So with that energy, trust. For you see, as you trust, We say yes to you. We say yes to the vibration of you. You who are here because you've got this sweetheart that says, oh, come, be with us. You are moving to a new level. Breathe. As you move to a new level, that energy of intuition is coming through stronger and stronger. Trust those instincts. You are very clear. Trust that vibration. Even if it doesn't make sense, trust the communication. Tell your ego to be quiet. Tell your ego that this is not their job. And acknowledge that. Breathe. Now this little firecracker here. Yes. That firecracker is coming in new ways. And as that firecracker is coming in new ways, we acknowledge the diamond crystalline energy that is within you. And we anchor that in your heart and in your hands. It is a new vibration of healing that you may or may not wish to use, but we believe that it will be there regardless. So trust that energy, trust that vibration, and move forward with you. You who gets the opportunity to just burn stuff off, huh? You know that happens sometimes. And as that happens, you will move to the new level. Trust that energy, trust the vibration and the connection of you. And with it comes the most special information as you are teaching others what you learn. Yes? And as you teach them, their heart lights up. We see violet light flowing between your heart, and the heart together. Yes. Yes, exactly. It's her what?
Her necklace.
Oh, perfect. It is. So, and it is you as well. So with that vibration, that you are knowing that you are moving more and more forward, up, 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 up. Trust that energy. You finally found your voice. You don't have to be silent any longer. Get that ego out of the way, huh? You've got your hands full with that one. Yes, you do. You've got your hands full with this one. Yes. With that energy, know that you are very clear also. You are a clear channel as well. Everyone's working towards that. You just are. Trust that information. Make sure that ego is out of the way. And bring it through. If you're not a professional, you should be. Or you could be. Shoulds don't count. We don't want a should on you. Trust that that energy comes through very clearly. Huh? And with that focus, we'll take one more little break. You know you're not here from this planet, huh? You are not from here. Now, no one is, but you are really not from here. Yes. Your body doesn't even resonate at the same frequency as humans. We're glad you know that. It makes it easier, doesn't it? When you know what you know about yourself. Breathe. It's not often you actually let yourself be completely seen.
True.
Yes. It will be safe for you to be completely seen now. No one will judge you. Breathe. No one will think, oh, where is she from? Oh, it must be New York. Trust that energy. They're going to be bringing in new symbols for you, new language. So trust that energy. Write it down or record it. And it will be a book. And as you, who are the master of distraction, let me see how many times we can distract myself from what we do. Yes, it's just what you do. Yes, yes, we know. You are moving to a new level, a new vibration. So there's going to be many changes in the next 21 days. Woohoo! They will be good changes. So it will come through almost like a cleanse. And as that cleanse comes through, you may take a day of just water.
Sure, I've been thinking that.
Yes. Just water, maybe a little lemon water, something like that, a little ginger water or something like that. But just water, one day. If you can go 2 days, that would be great, with a little vitamin drink or something. So trust that energy as that cleanse comes through. It is working in more ways than what you're aware of. And with that energy that's working in more ways, you honor yourself. As a part of that vibration, you know you carry the energy of Kuan Yin. Do you know who Kuan Yin is? Kuan Yin is a deity that is the goddess, Chinese, of compassion and love and gentleness and caringness. And she rides on the back of a dragon. You have been a dragon master. We see that. So with that dragon master energy, sometimes the fire may come through that you've held back. So it is time to allow that fire to be at peace and ask Kuan Yin to help. Yes. You see, in that energy and with that nature, you have the focus and the vibration of love. You have the energy of connection. You have that intention of walking your path, and we will walk it with you. Trust that focus as you walk away, as you walk into yourself, as you stand clear of your energy from the cold. This is like a heat wave for you, huh? In that energy, know that your vibration is shifting. And as that vibration is shifting, we're activating that heart. Is that all right? Good, because it's too late. You see, in that energy of activating the heart, we have to walk on your feet, don't we? With that energy, trust that your vibration is coming through with ease and grace and love and compassion. But things are not as they were. You are not as you were yesterday. So the harder you work on being like you were yesterday, the more frustrating it is going to be. You understand what we say? You see, that example of opening the energy to what is happening yesterday, the day, and before. You thought you were coming somewhere else, eh? Surprise, we'll get you here any way we can. You know, when you think you're coming to a different kind of class, maybe not this different, the universe is working very hard to get your attention. And as the universe is working so hard to get your attention, just say yes. Yes to every opportunity. Say yes to your body. And tell your body how much you love it. I'll tell you a story the Vessel Maryland does not want us to tell. We love telling those kinds of stories. One time with a permanent magic marker, she wrote love, 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 love all over her hips. She dropped 5 pounds by the next day. You got to love yourself right the way you are. Isn't that the truth? And then you become just healthy, just wondrous. You who have a family of a troubadours, a family that goes on and 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 on. And you still like each other for the most part. Yes. That is because you are the enlightened ones. Breathe that in. That is because that vibration is coming through you. And as that vibration comes through you, your ego gets out of the way. And you say, I don't know what my sister got me into.
True.
I think it's good, but I'm not so sure. It is good. It is good because what we are doing, we are taking away those parts that are not you and only leaving that divine purpose here. Is that all right? Good. Too late if it wasn't. And you who've got your mind in every possible direction, that you think that there's nothing coming through, and it's like a ticker tape of energy. We see lights and colors and vibrations and energy all through you. Yes, now we want you to see it. You to sense it. You to feel it. You to know it. But it's not coming in like you think it is. It's not Sam saying to you, hello. Instead, it's saying, yes. That is how loud it is. So understand that in that energy, in that vibration, the focus of beauty is within you. And as that focus of beauty is indeed within you, we see you. We see how you have doubted and trusted and doubted and trusted, and then you thought, what is all that doubt? That's ridiculous, huh? I know who I am. That is what we hear when we feel you. And sometimes I question, and then I listen. And when I listen, I always get the answer. And if it doesn't work that way, then we'll work it a different way. It's only feedback, huh? Which is just an F word. So as you are moving forward, whether you are channeling professionally, we don't care. Because everywhere you go, you bring messages for your soul. And your sweetheart is assisting as you are he. You are a part of that new masculine energy. You know, there's a new masculine and feminine on this planet. A new masculine and feminine on this planet. And they are coming through stronger. Follow that guidance. As you bring forth that guidance, that vibration is clear. Trust it and have a ball. Have fun. That is the key. You think that this spiritual stuff has got to be so darn serious. It's got to be so hard. We don't think we missed anyone. It is amazing, isn't it? How we pitter-pat about, drip here, blow there. And the only one that we might miss would be the joy. The joy had to make total transformation before she came to this energy. Let go of all those old beliefs, all those old programs, all that old energy. Sometimes kicking and screaming. Then surrender. To say, It is all working. And it will work and plurk and work and plurk and work and plurk even better. Now all the people that are watching this are only seeing the top of our head. So that is the crown chakra. Huh? You see, in that energy, in that vibration, laughter opens the heart. In that intention, it connects the soul. Each of you are connected. When you have something you want to get rid of, if you blow your nose, that is old stuff. Babaji says it is sacred, so you might have to kiss it goodbye. And then you must exit it with intention. Throw it down with intention of getting rid of any blockages, any old program, any old idea. We know we've kept you a long time. And we congratulate you for having the courage to arrive and stay for the duration. For you see, one last activation. You see, dearest beings of light, it is easier than you think that it is. Do you know that? Don't you want it all to be easy? Yes. Yes. And as it is, you are recognizing the fact that you are magnificent. You are recognizing the fact that it is only as complicated as you choose to make it. You are recognizing the fact that it can be easy. It can be fun. As you put on your favorite song and dance to it, and you listen to the words and think, those words are not my vibration any longer. And you get to find a new song to dance to, and she will help you. You see, that is the key, is to allow that ease and grace and love and compassion and joy to follow through. We would like to play one more song for you to just get into the cells of your body how easy it is. Flow in your world.
Let it be easy.
See what we get in yourselves?
I'm gonna let it be easy. I'm gonna make the choice every day to trust my voice and let it be so easy.
It is, you know. Yes. With that ease and grace and joy, you don't. don't feel easy in grace, just ask Kuan Yin to help you. She will help out.
I used to run around, beat myself to the ground.
See, in that energy,
I thought
in that
this
vibration,
was the way to be.
In the old days, we just
I thought that
punished ourselves.
Was
stop
so
it.
Much stress till I heard a voice.
Feel this in the cells
me.
Of your body.
Saying, let it be easy.
Let it be
easy. I'm gonna make a choice to trust my voice. Let
it
be easy. Now that I see the light, I won't work all day and night. I vow to take good care of me.
This is the first.
I don't need to run a race. Well, I'm choosing ease and grace, enjoying the ride effortlessly.
Sing along with it. You know the words.
Gonna
let it
be
easy. Get that into the cells of
every
your body.
Day. Trust my voice, let it be easy.
This is the dance part. Wiggle something, huh? You don't sing, but you do wiggle. Can you wiggle at this level? There you go. Everybody should wiggle at this level, right?
Job done. Easy when I'm having fun.
I'm having fun.
Easy every day. Easy. It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Let it be easy.
Deeply, we see you, we know you, we feel you, and we bid you namaste.